Hi, this is CJ Thrillhouse from Club Lead, New South Wales. You're listening to IRC FM, where it's metal. www.clubled.com.au.
IRC FM Metal Monday starts now.
You're listening to a feed of the Association of Music Podcasting at musicpodcasting.org.
G'day, I'm IRC, and welcome to episode 37 of IRC FM Metal Monday, IRCFMMetalMonday.com. Down the pipes and into your ears each and every Monday at 11, bringing you some awesome hard rock and various forms of metal from Australia and beyond. July 17, 2012, if you're in Sydney, Brisbane, Melbourne, or anywhere nearby, and you love your metal, your horror, your zombies, your goth, your industrial, your hard rock, get yourselves down to the Jubilee Hotel in Brisbane in Fortitude Valley. That's where I'll be, and I'll be checking out our very first artist of the episode from Melbourne. This is Frankenbach, and the song that you're about to hear is a new single for these guys, relatively new. They're new to me. Looking forward to seeing these guys live soon, and I'll tell you where you can do that very, very soon. This is Dying in Hell, and I'm IRC. This is IRC FM Metal Monday, episode 37.
Trash. In a flash. Dead Man from Dead Man Industries. You're on Irk FM.
And indeed, Dead Man, you are. Dead Man Industries. Check him out, deadmanindustries.com. Support the man that supports the brand in Western Sydney Metal. More about some Western Sydney Metal shortly, but that was Frankenbock. And let me tell you about some of the other bands that will be featured up on coming weeks, hopefully, of Irk FM Metal Monday. And I'll also be seeing live at the Dead of Winterfest in Brisbane on the 17th of July. There's five stages, and here is the full lineup as I have it at the moment. We have punk and ska bands, there are metal bands, there are rock bands, there are goth, industrial, electro bands, psychobilly bands, blues, horror, and country bands, DJ sets, and burlesque performances as well. Now let me just go through the punk, the ska, and the metal bands. In the punk and the ska category, we have Area 7 from Melbourne, Los Capitines from Canberra, No ID from Melbourne, The Wrath from the Gold Coast, Spitfire from somewhere, Mandy Meadows and the Madness Method, they're from Melbourne, Midnight Creepers from Brisbane, and the Maniacs from the Gold Coast. Then we move on to the metal. Astriel, they're black metal. Segregation, we heard on last week's episode, from Wollongong. Frankenbock, who we just heard, from Melbourne. Defamer from Brisbane. D9 from Brisbane. So a few Brisbane bands coming. Darklight Corporation, who we featured last week, from Wellington, New Zealand. Bronson from Melbourne. Bound for Ruin from Brisbane. Dead Letter Opener from Brisbane, In Death from Brisbane, Malachite from Brisbane, and Arcadia from Brisbane. And then of course, and this list of course isn't complete because I won't go through all of them now, but when it comes to the hard rock bands, some of them could easily quite fit into the metal category as well. Dreamkillers from Brisbane, Shellfin from Brisbane, Heaven the Axe, who are absolutely awesome, from Melbourne, Horrorwood Mannequins, I think they might actually be a favourite of Mr. Deadman, from Sydney, Hits from Brisbane, Snakes and Daggers from the Gold Coast, Death Valley from Brisbane, and Perpetual End from Canberra. And then of course there's goth, industrial, electro bands, and I'll tell you more about some of those bands next week. I'm hoping to feature as many of the bands as I can, either before the event, during the event, or afterwards. We will see how we go there. Thanks to Anna from Rare Breed Records for her continued support and assistance. Anywho, we will continue on. And while I'm here mentioning gigs that are coming up, Frankenbock have some gigs coming up. Of course, they have the aforementioned Dead of Winterfest in Brisbane on the, I keep on saying for some reason the 17th of July, but it's actually the 14th of July at the Jubilee Hotel in Brisbane near Fortitude Valley. If you're listening to this pretty much as this episode comes out, on Saturday the 23rd of June, they've got a gig at the Stand Up in Newtown in Sydney. They'll be in Fitzroy on the 28th of July. The Lewisham, the Sydney Lifehouse, on the 24th of August. The Basement at Belconnen on the 25th of August. And down at Fern Tree Gully in Melbourne on the 7th of September. Of course, if you want to know where any of these bands are playing at any time, best way is to contact them on the social networks and they'll tell you. This is Irk on Irk FM Metal Monday.
more song for you. We're gonna call it a night because we're old. I gotta get back to the retirement home. This one's called Hero. You can sing along. Springfield.
Thank you. price being paid. Bless my God, destroy your oven, fate, pull it out in and my life is now beaming through precious gifts, stubbornly she that is easy. I'll call you by a mighty name.
Thank you. pretended to tell a different story. Shoot 'em down before the time runs out, cutting up their bodies. I gotta rush before somebody finds out now. They're gone.
You're listening to OKFM Metal Monday, episode number 37, and the track that we just featured was called Hitman by Back to Zero. Prior to that, we heard from Hattie Green and a song called You. Prior to that, we heard from Spellblast with a song called Battle Cry. Prior to that, Steel Tormentor with a song, The Last Day. Prior to that, a song called Hero. It was a live version by Hollow Man. And to open up that set, we heard from My Secret World by Hell Society. Unfortunately, I can't tell you much about those guys. Hollow Man come from Eugene in Oregon, just up the road from Portland, Oregon. Some of their influences, you might not be surprised to hear, are Korn, Led Zeppelin, Tool, Black Sabbath, Rage Against the Machine, Pantera. They're a four-piece, and they are ready to share the Hollow Man experience with you if you are around the Portland, Oregon area, which is an area that I absolutely loved when I was over there a few years ago. I haven't been there for a while, obviously. We also heard from Steel Tormentor, formed way back so many years ago now. Talk about longevity. Formed in 1996 by James Kelly. It was mainly a solo project, and at that time he played all the instruments. I lined up a three-piece late in 1998, and it wasn't until 2004 that he found a stable lineup good enough to record his debut album, Unleashed. And so that was quite cool. They go on through the years. They've had some lineup changes and a hiatus, and now they're back and they're gigging again, and they're planning some gigs across the UK and Europe, and also planning recordings for a release late in 2012. Spellblast come to us from Italy. They are folk influenced power metal, formed back in 1999. Their debut album was released in 2006 called Horns of Silence. and their second full-length album was released in 2010 called Battle Cry. So that could have well been the title track for that particular album. And then we heard from Hattie Green. Now, Hattie Green are a Greek-German alternative metal band founded in Athens in 2007. They look like they've had some lineup changes as well. And their debut album was released in 2010 called Here Comes the Lady. And yes, they are still out and about and touring as well. As I said earlier, the best way to get in contact with any of these bands is to click on the links on the show notes at OKFMMetalMonday.com and get onto the social networks, and they'll keep you well and truly in touch with what they're doing.
Hi, this is CJ Thrillhouse from Club Lead, New South Wales. You're listening to IRC FM, where it's metal. www.clubled.com.au.
And indeed, if you're in Western Sydney or Sydney in general, there is a new metal club in Penrith called Very Live Lead, where Glenn from Very Live Entertainment gets together with CJ Thrillhouse from Club Lead, and they bring you great music, great bands, and also DJs at the Penrith Hotel. Keep an eye on clubled.com.au for more information about that. The next gig is coming up in a couple of weeks as I'm recording this, including the boys from Foundry Road, who we'll be hearing from a little bit later on in the episode. It's an indoor venue, so you don't have to worry about freezing your ass off at a gig. There's great food, great venue, great sound, and great people. So get there, the Penrith Hotel. If you're a Westie, you'll know where the Penrith Hotel is. Check it out. Very Live Lead. Anywho, let's continue on with the music here on IRC FM. We are going to hear some death metal from Paris, formed in 2007. They performed over 50 gigs across Europe with one album under its belts, released in 2009. The band is called, and apologies in advance for the pronunciation, Luvakahil, I think. Their concept album is entitled Signs of Decay, and they've toured across Europe, and hopefully they should have some new recordings out soon. So, from Luvakahil, I think, the track that we're about to hear from them is going to be absolutely awesome if you love your death metal. In fact, I'm going to feature two songs of theirs in a row, Deny Your God, and then the title track of their latest album, Wrath of God. This is IRC on IRC FM Metal Monday, IRCFMMetalMonday.com. Subscribe to the show via Pocket Casts on Shifty Jelly, and then you can download the show to your iTunes, your iPhone, your iPod, your iPad, or your Android device, and you don't have to be worried about being tethered to your computer. This is IRC on IRC FM. Yes, another new favourite song of mine of Modus's. Well, the song's not new, but it's a new favourite for me, listening over and over and over again. Indeed, from their debut album Smokescreen, What We All Know. And I should play that song in full at some stage so you can actually hear it. Modus fans, of course, would know exactly what I'm talking about. Anywho, speaking of what I'm talking about, we're about to have some fun with Foundry Road, but prior to that we heard from A City and Shell from Hungary with three songs in a row. We just heard Night Shadow, before that we heard Mirror, and then prior to that we heard Season of Light. And sometimes bands change, and it always makes me wonder when bands change direction, have their lineup changes, when is the band still the band? And they still have the same sound. I'm not exactly sure. They've had some hard times recently, and they've wanted some closure over the last 3 years, and as a symbol of their second rebirth, they're happy and proud to present their new welcome EP, Renaissance. And so you can download it and listen to it on YouTube and Jamendo and probably the usual downloady places as well. But they say that you should listen to their latest songs very carefully and with an open ear. Don't expect their former vocalist Alexandria, as the band warn you that you might be disappointed if you're waiting for her to come back. And so that Ascidian Shell is no more, but will never be again. But the band think that it's worthwhile to continue by the known name, even though the sound might be different. And so it always makes me wonder with bands, when is the point to say, okay, this band is finished, and, you know, we start with the name of a new band? I'm not exactly sure. Your mileage may vary. But Obsidian Shell, as I mentioned, are from Hungary. So I thought that I'd have a bit of fun to end the episode, because sometimes, you know, you can get a bit serious about things from time to time, so it's a bit of a time to have a bit of fun. I actually was going to end the show with a song called what is it called, you know, that old song that they play at Christmas time, even though it's not Christmas at the moment. Jingle Bells. Yes, I'm going to play a version of Jingle Bells by a band called Austrian Death Machine, who are a hardcore metal thrash band from California. A little bit of a parody. And so the song that I'm about to play for you very soon is called Jingle Bells. You'll understand it as soon as you hear it. And then I thought, what other songs can we play to have a bit of fun? So I thought, well, we can play Safety Dance by Foundry Road. That's an awesome song. And then after that, I thought of another band who have a rather cool sounding song, which some of the listeners to Irk FM Metal Monday may not have heard. To end the episode, we're going to hear from a band called No No War. Now, from memory, they're from Italy as well. And we're going to hear two songs from No No War to finish the episode. The first song we're going to hear is called No No War. And then we're going to hear a song, and it is an earworm. It is called Metal La La La. And so, yes, Metal La La La. If you've heard it before, you know what you're in for. If you haven't, you're in for a treat. After this fun little bit of metal, I'll be back to wrap things up on Irk FM Metal Monday, episode 37.
I'm Brad.
I'm Simon.
I'm Scott.
And I'm Explain. And we are
Foundry Road.
And you can find us at
foundryroad.com.
And you're listening to
Irk FM!
Yeah!
Ooh, we can dance if we want to. We can leave your friends behind. Cause your friends don't dance. Dance. No friends of mine. Sign. We can go where we want to. A place where they will never find. We can act like we come from out to this world. Well, and the real one far behind. We can dance. We can go where we want to. The night is young and so am I. We can dress real neat from our hearts to our face. And surprise it with a victory cry. We can act if we want to. If we don't, nobody will. You can act real rude and totally removed. I can act like an imbecile. Sigh. We can dance. We can dance. Everything's out of control. We can dance. We can dance. We're doing it for all the bow. We can dance. We can dance. Everybody look at your hearts. We can dance. We can dance. Everybody's taking the job.
Yeah!
You know, I've been trying my hardest to write a song for you, Arnold, but I can't seem to come up with one that brings justice to your masterpiece, Jingle All the Way.
Why write a new song when I can take whatever one I want? Give me that guitar, you girly man!
Jingle bells, jingle all the way. No one fun it is to ride in everyone on some sleigh. Yeah, jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way. No one fun it is to ride in everyone on some sleigh.
As you feel the smell, you know one horse open sleigh. All of the fields we go, breaking vertebrae. Alright, Lazo Claus, it's time to get in shape. Better start working out, or else no more cookies for you.
Jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way. No one fun it is to ride in everyone on the bench sleigh. Yeah! Jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way. No one fun it is to ride in everyone on the bench sleigh.
Go to all the elected governor of all the other states.
All right, everybody, it's Christmas. Let's party.
Jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way.
Anche tu sotto la doccia?
Evidentemente sì. Noto con piacere che ti è caduta la saponetta.
Oh sì, grazie. La raccolgo subito.
Well, I hope you enjoyed the episode, Urk FM Metal Monday, episode 37. I am trying to get more bands on this show. If you're a band and you would like your music featured, urkfmmetalmonday.com. You can find out more. If you want me to come to a gig, I'll see what I can do. Can't be everywhere at once. I know I can't be everywhere at once. Seeing some great metal, and also some great hard rock as well. Don't forget the Dead of Winterfest if you're in Brisbane, July 14. And also, if you're in Sydney, don't forget to check out the Valve Bar. Some great metal there. Check out the Sydney Live House, and also check out the Lucky Australian Tavern at St Mary's, and also check out Very Live Lead and also Club Lead. If you're on the scene, you'll know how to get to any of one of those places. And if you're not in the scene, if you're not used to coming out to a live gig, come out, you'll have a lot of fun and meet a lot of nice people as well. Anywho, on this episode, we have had music from Rare Breed Records, Airplay Direct, Rock and Growl Management, and Jamendo. And of course, Safety Dance was supplied directly by Foundry Road, which is absolutely awesome. All music on IRC FM comes either directly from the artist and used with direct permission, or under agreements with various music content providers. And this episode is licensed under a Creative Commons license registered in Australia. However, the rights to the music remain with the original rights holder. On this episode, we've certainly had a range of metal from a range of locations from around the world today. We have heard from Frankenbach, Hell Society, Hollow Man, Steel Tormentor, Spell Blast, Hattie Green, Back to Zero, Liv Arkahill, I think, Obsidian Shell, Foundry Road, Austrian Death Machine, and Nanowar. And in fact, I'm going to play another song from Austrian Death Machine just because I can. The song that you're going to hear from these guys is called Iron Fist, and it's actually a Motorhead cover. I'll be back next week. I'm Irk. Thank you very much for listening. And good night, Interweb.
To sound like Cookie Monster, then we might as well write a song about cookies.
sometimes it pays to listen right until the very end. That was a double from Austrian Death Machine. The song that you just heard, you might have been able to figure it out, called Who Told You You Could Eat My Cookies. And prior to that, we heard from Iron Fist, which was a Motorhead cover. If you want to find out any information about any of the bands featured or any of the previous bands featured, go to irkfmmetalmonday.com. Until next time, I'm Irk. I'm really going now. I'm just going to play some more metal without having the record button on. And until next week, might see you at a gig. If you can, get your ass to a gig. See you next time. Don't hate me, because I'm metal. And good night, Interweb. Thanks, Motors.